Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, and today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Chaim Boho Radziner, Chaim Meir Ben Dov HaKohen, by Diane and Ephraim Goldstein, and Debbie and Howard Margolin. We thank you for the sponsorship, again, in memory of Chaim Meir Ben Dov HaKohen, Chaim Boho Radziner, by Diane and Ephraim Goldstein, and Debbie and Howard Margolin. Okay, Vav Amabez, first medium line, we're in the sugyas of Pshara. Yesterday we spoke about all different opinions. Is it a mitzvah to? Oh, I knew there was something that I had that I was owed. Okay. One point I wanted to mention from yesterday, and that is the issue of shinui. The Gemara said that if somebody steals a flour and then bakes it into challah, so then ein ze mevarech ela mina'etz. And if we make a bracha, it is not acceptable. It's disgusting to Hashem. So the discussion that the Rishonim have is, but don't we hold to the concept of shinui kone? That once something changes status, changes its physical identity, then the halachas change, right? If I steal something and then a shinui takes place, I don't have to return the item, I have to return the value. So shinui kone. So why don't you say the same thing here? How is it possible that even after shinui, there's still a concept that I'm not allowed to make a bracha? So this is a discussion of Tosfos in Mesechus Bava Kama and elsewhere, where the first suggestion is, Rabbi Ratam suggests, in Achinami, Mitzvah Bava Vera is different, has different rules than other areas. That even if for the Chiyuv Hashava of Gezel, you might not have to return it because once Shinui takes place, Mitzvah Bava Vera has a higher standard and you still can't use it for a mitzvah. Or other formulations are, at least regarding the bracha. At least regarding the bracha, one is not allowed to make a bracha on this, even though regarding all of the halachas it's changed. Regarding making a bracha on it, that has a higher level. Okay, the other possibility that is brought up is, what does mitzvah haba baveira do? What does mitzvah haba baveira do? Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in Eretz HaTzvi on page Lamed that we find elsewhere that mitzvah haba baveira has the ability to prevent a kiyum hamitzvah. And that is why, possibly, here, you can't make a bracha, because we're talking about the bracha pashtus of hafrashas challah, and that's why you can't make a bracha, because you don't get the mitzvah. Where else do we see this? He doesn't quote it, but the Tosfos and the Minchas Chinuch in Sukkah. On Sukkah, Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara has a pasuk to exclude using a sukkah gzula. Right? Well, it says, you have to use your sukkah, excluding a sukkah gzula. Tosfos there asks, why don't you just say it's mitzvah baba vera? That's why you can't use a stolen sukkah. Right? What do you have to say? What if to come up? It's a sorry, you don't need a pasuk. So says Tosfos, mitzvah baba vera is only midra banan. So psul midra banan. Famous sheet of Tosfos, that test in sukkah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. With mitzvah haba baba vera, all I would have known is that you're not yotze your mitzvah of sukkah. But I wouldn't have considered it as if I'm sitting outside the sukkah and eating. I would have just said, I don't get the kiyum mitzvah. Kamash Malan, that's why you need a pasuk to tell me not only do I prevent the kiyum mitzvah, but I change the reality. It's as if I'm eating outside the sukkah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says in Shin Chaf Hei about the mitzvah of sukkah. But what do you see from that? Mitzvah Baba Veira prevents kiyum mitzvahs. So that's another suggestion here. Either shinui, but there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Mitzvah Baveira, there's no mitzvah. And the Pasuk tells you, what is the Pasuk? B'seha Berech Ne'ez Hashem, that even though there's a chalos here, there was a hafrasha, it's not tevel anymore, you can't make a bracha on that. You can't make a bracha on a chalos, you can only make a bracha on a kiyum hamitzvah. On a kiyum hamitzvah, we won't allow you to make a bracha on the chalos. Okay. Good. So that was that. Let's continue now with the Gemara that we are up to. First, medium line. Rishim Menasya Omer, Shnaim Sheba'u Lefanecha L'din. So two people that come to court in order to have a din Torah. Achlo Tishma Divrehem. O Misha Tishma Divrehem V'i Ato Yodea Lehecha Dinote. If before the dayan hears their words, or once he hears their words and he doesn't know which way the din is going, Ata Rashai Lomar Lahen Tzu Bitzu. So at that stage he could still say, go and make a pshara. Misha Tishma Divrehem. But once he sees, once he knows which way he knows which way the din is going to go, Iyata Rashai Lomar Lahen Tzu Bitzu. Once he sees which way he's going to paskin, then he can no longer say, let's go do a pshar. It's already too late. Shenemar poter mayim reishis madon. Once we open up the din, so then in one direction you can change it. And it fits in nicely according to the lundus we said yesterday. If pshara and din are two very different ideas, once you start going down one path, you cannot go down the other path. Kodem shenisgal hariv, before the argument gets revealed, atay yachol anacho, then you can leave and go in a different way. Mishenisgal hariv iatay yachol lenacho. So then you cannot do that. Okay, so pshara has to be at an earlier stage of the process. Continuing. So what's the girsa here? So we have Reish Lakish. On the side it's another. Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. These are his brothers. Amar, Shnayim Shebo Ladin, Echad Racha, Echad Kasha. Two people that come to court. One is a softy, literally, and one is kasha, one is difficult. Achelo tishma devrayim. O misha tishma devrayim ve'i ato yode aleichen dinote. Before you hear their words, or even after, right away at the beginning, ata rashay lo malahen, ein ani niskak lochem. The Dayan could excuse himself early in the process, before he knows which way he's going to go, right? If he doesn't want to get involved, he sees somebody here that he knows is going to be a difficult person to deal with, he's allowed to excuse himself. Shemin is chayiv chazak, v'nimsa chazak rodfo. Maybe I'm going to make the strong guy, the dangerous guy, chayiv, and he's going to run after me the rest of my life, right? I don't want to deal with that. So the Dayan is allowed to excuse himself early on in the process. Misha tishma divrehem, but once he hears their words, v'ata yodeh lehecha denote, and he knows which way it's going, he can no longer say, I'm not involved. He cannot excuse himself. Shenamar lo saguru mipnei ish. As it says, don't be afraid of anybody, and therefore, once he knows exactly what is going to happen in the din, he's not allowed to excuse himself. So there is a big discussion in the Achronim about this Gemara. Right, once, even though you're scared, once we say that he knows which way he's going to go, he cannot excuse himself. Look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Lo Saseh Reish Ayin Vav, which is Lo Sagur B'Bnei Yish. Shehizra Dayin Shlo Lira Me Adam Mazik Gozeim Dover Asok V'Lo Yachtoch Alav Hadin V'Ha'emes. Don't be scared of anybody in Din. Avachayev Lachtoch Es Hadin. And then he quotes the Medrash in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lashon Sifri. Lo Saguru B'Pnei Yish. Shema Tomar Misyarei Ani Meish Ploni. Shema Yahargeni. Maybe he's going to kill me. O Esbini. Or he's going to kill my son. Shema Yadlik Es Gedishi. Maybe he's going to cut down my property, etc. Tamalomar. Lo Saguru. Don't be scared. Sounds like from the Rambam that even if I think that my life is in danger or my son's life is in danger, I'm not allowed to back out. I'm not allowed to excuse myself. Or in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes Halacha L'Maisa. Once you know v'teita lehecha dinote, iatara shay lomar, eini niskak lachem, shenemar lo sagur b'bnei ish, shelo tamar ish ploni rasha hu shema yarog as b'ni, shema yarog as kadishi. That's what he says. Yeah, you can't get out of it. And the question, therefore, is, this is one of the big three, right? Gili arayi shvichasam avodazari, not allowed to violate, you have to give your life. Sounds like from here, from the Medrash that the Rambam quotes, that you have to give your life. Even if you think your life's in danger, you have to continue being the Dayan. So where does that come from? Well, why should one have to give their life? So the Bach says it can't be true. The Bach in Choshe Mishpat and Simon Yud Beit says it can't be. De'ein lecha davar she'omei b'fnei pikuach nefesh. The suffix sakana. Right? So it can't be true. So it must be that we misunderstood, and this is not what really the Rambam reads. The vehecha deika sakana yachol lehistalek afilu laachar sheyodeya lehechan denote. Right, the argamara that says you can't leave once you know that, that's not talking about sakana tafashas. Now, the sakana tafashas obviously is only where your life is not in danger. So the question is, that's not the pashas of the Rambam. It sounds like it is one of the big three.
Yeah, and,
right, so we say, oh, it's not immediate.
There's a threat, but it's not the
right, so it's not a suffix sakana befanecha. But that we pass, and that's also a doch olav eris. If somebody knows on Shabbos, if I know that right now it's okay, but if I don't do this now, then something might happen and I might end up, you know, in the hospital. So you're also allowed to violate now. So how could it be? How could it be that you have to give your life? So two ideas. There is a minchas chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Simen Tav Chaf Hei. The Minchas Chinuch says on the in the issue in the mitzvah of Milchama. mitzvah melchama, fighting for the Jewish people. So the Minchas Chinuch says, quoting the Sefer HaChinuch first, V'yo'overal ze'o bal yado v'yachal lahargo mibli shi'istakin bedavar, bitel ha'seize. If you're able to kill one of our enemies in the context of a melchamas mitzvah and you don't, and your life is not in danger, then you did a bitel ha'mitzvah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, why does he hit that line that if your life is not in danger? V'tzarachiyin, Nihid bechol mitzvahs nidachos bebriyas sakana mikamakom mitzvah zu haTorah tivsa lulchom imayim v'yadua datorah lo tismoch dinel anes. Some mitzvos or averos, says the Minchas Chinuch, are inherently dangerous, are inherently life threatening. Not too many, maybe like one or two, but he says milchama is one of them. Oh, milchama, you don't have to go to milchama because pikuach nefesh. No, of course, milchama inherently has a sakonis nefashis nature to it, but that's the mitzvah. That's the inherent nature of the mitzvah. So therefore, it says, "Ubederecha olam neheragim mishneiat stadim beis hamelchama v'yemkein chazina dat Torah gazra lo chamimam afdihi sakana." And therefore, you can't say, "Oh, there's a patur of sakana when it comes to melchama." So that's what he says by sakana mitzvah tav chavhei. So maybe one answer that's given is that here too, lo saguru inherently is you gotta the mitzvah is no matter what. You gotta fight, you gotta paskin no matter what. It's not the same exact halacha, not the same exact as Bechama, but the Bechama is a mashal, maybe inherently that's the mitzvah, to go up, lo sakuru, don't be scared. That's the mitzvah, one idea. But then there is another idea, a beautiful idea, I once gave a shiur about this, and that's based on a Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Ches, tells us the story when the Roman government sent to the rabbis, you know, tell us about your Torah. Tell us about your Torah. We want to know what it's about. Teach us your Torah. And they taught us. They taught them the Torah. And the Romans governor sent back everything in your Torah. We understand except one halacha. We think is a racist halacha. What is that? Sharsha Yisrael Shenagach Sharshal Akum Pater Sharshal Akum Shenagach Sharsha Yisrael Chayiv. And halacha is about shar, about ox. If an ox owned by a Jew, ox owned by a goy. Doesn't seem to be such equal halachos, says the Roman government. Right? So therefore we don't think that's an appropriate halacha. Okay, as we sat back and everything was fine. Tosfos asked there, how could they tell them this halacha? Shouldn't they be scared that they're gonna, you know, kill them? Right? That this is how can you do this? How can the Jews have this such a halacha? Right, so what the svar for the halacha is not for now. But Tosfos asked there, V'im Tomar, first of all, how could you teach the Goyim Torah? That's the first question. Tosfos asked that question. And then Tosfos answers, I should have said it this way, how can you teach them Torah? So Tosfos answers, Sakonis Tafashis, they had to teach them Torah. So then the Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal, and Akamari says it was Sakonis Tafashis, so why they teach them this halacha? Wouldn't this put them into more Sakonis Tafashis? Says the Marshal, one of the more important Marshals, every Marshal is important, but here the Marshal there, Baba Kama, the fourth Perek, you know what you see from this Gemara? That there's a concept called Ziyuf HaTorah. Misrepresentation of the Torah. And to misrepresent what the Torah says about something, that's Yahari Val Yavar. We're not allowed to misrepresent the Torah. If we say the Torah says A and it really says B, so that would be a misrepresentation of the Torah. The Chayav Limsar Atzmo Aleha, Lefichat Shinu the Tosfos, etc. The Chilorahi Lachush Chas Vashalom Lekama Shmados Vachurvos, the Lefik Mine, the Prat Malchus Arisha, Shakomach Shavosam Rakle His Golel, His Napel Al Sonenu, the Imkin Hoyalem Lashanos. That is the Amshar Shlomo, and we find other examples of this as well. We're not going to go through them all now, but that is a concept of Ziyaf HaTorah that is Yahareg Val Yavar. Just one other example, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Right, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So the story ends with Zechariah ben Avkula says, no, we can't say a Balmum is, we can't kill Bar Kamsa because people will say, you bring a Balmum to the Beis HaMikdash, Zechariah Misa. People will say that if you do that, right? So there are different interpretations of that Gemara. Was Zechariah ben Avkulis a great tzaddik, or was Zechariah ben Avkulis somebody who brought the Churban HaBayis? The Mesul Sisharim in the 20th parak says it was terrible. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, he was really doing an Avera. But I heard another suggestion by the Achronim is maybe what motivated him, at least, this concept. You can't misrepresent the Torah. I know it might cause the Churban, but you can't misrepresent the Torah. It's a concept of Ziyaf HaTorah. So maybe that's the pshat of this Lo Sagru Mepnei Yish. Even if one's life is in danger, you can't, what, you're gonna leave now? You're not gonna paskin? But you already know which way the din is going. You can't not do the din, and somebody else is gonna take over now. So that could be a Ziyafa Torah. Maybe that's why Zehari Bal Yavar. You have to work out, I'm sure some of you are thinking, how does this work with the story of the Septuagint, where they changed all of those, the big nace occurred, that they changed all of the wording in the Torah, and even some halachas in the Torah. I think most of them were words. So that could be one of the answers given. Most of them were, it didn't say Bereshis Bar Elokim, because you could think Bereshis was the name of a god. It didn't say Arneves, right? One of the Tamei animals, a rabbit, because that was the wife of Talmai, right? Her name was Arneves. So they changed all of these, the words, so I have to check it up. It could be that many of those were not halachos, they were, words. So maybe that could be a difference. But either way, the Avtor Shlomo there deals with that Gemara also. Okay, so that could be, pshat in this line of Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish, a very important concept. Okay, let's continue now. More halachas of Dayanim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Minayim L'talmid Yoshe L'fnei Rabbo. How do you know if a Rebbe's paskening and then his student is there sitting in the court with him, V'ras Chosplani V'chov Alashir, and the Talmud sees something that could be brought into Bezdin, a Svara, a Zchus for the Ani, a Chov for the Asher, or vice versa. Minayim Shalo Yishtok. How do you know that the Talmud should not keep quiet? Shenemar Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish. You can't keep quiet, even if your Rebbe's the dying and he didn't say it. If you know of a Svara, you got to speak up. Rebbe Chanin Omer Lo Sachnis Tvarechem Mipnei Ish. Lo Sagru means to gather in, so don't gather in your words in front of anybody. V'yu Eidim, and now we continue, other halachas. V'yu Eidim Yodim Es Mi Hei Mei Eidim. The Eidim have to know who they are testifying about. V'lefnei Mi Hei Mei Eidim. And who they are testifying in front of. U'mi Asid Lipar Mehen. And who's going to pay them back for testifying. The answer to all these three questions is Hashem. Right? Who are they testifying about? Hashem. Why? Because Rashi explains, if they take money away from Shimon, Hashem's going to have to get involved and give it back. So Hashem's the answer to all these three questions. Shenemar v'amdu l'shneon Hashem ha'shelam ha'riv lifnei Hashem. Hashem is involved. V'yiu adayonim yodin es mihem donin. And the judges have to know also who they are judging. V'lifnei mihem donin. U'mi asid lipar mehen. Shenemar Elohim nitzav be'adas kel. Right? The judges sit with Hashem there. V'chein b'yoshafat hu amer, v'yomer l'shoftim, re'u ma'atem osim, chilo lo adam tishbetu, kil Hashem. Right? Hashem's involved. Shema yomer adayin ma'li b'tzar azeh. Maybe the dayin might say, oh, what do I need this for? What do I need this for? So dangerous. I'm going to paskim, what do I need this for? So what's the exact, so Rashi says, before they paskim, what do I need to get into this for? It's terrible. I'm gonna make a mistake. The Marsha says the opposite. After you paskin, a week later, you'll start second guessing yourself. Maybe I did it wrong. Your whole life, you're gonna be second guessing. So Tomalamar Imachem B'dvar Mishpat. No, don't worry about it. Ein lo l'dayan el mashi ein avroos. The dayan only has to do paskin based on what's in front of his eyes. So therefore, the dayan shouldn't go overboard and crazy. Whatever you do, you do the best you can. In the Dynamology and Avroas, we discussed that, you see on the side, Bababasar Kufla Madalov, we discussed that at length there, where that principle comes up, just to remind you of one of them, that's the discussion in the Nosei Kalim in Yaredeya, about Re'ias Kesem. If a woman brings a Kesem to a Rav, is he allowed to paskin it when it's still wet? Does he have to wait till it dries? What if it changes color when it dries? So the poskim all there say, Ein l'dayin el mashein avroas, whatever's in front of him. If it's still moist, it's still okay. He's allowed to paskin based on what's in front of him. If he wants to wait because he thinks it's going to get better, then he can do that too. Ein l'dayin el mashein avroas. Also, one other idea, which we didn't mention yet. We're going to mention it a number of times in this Masechta. It's going to be a number of topics that come up all the time. And one of them is that Hashem, the Shechina, is amongst a Beis Din. Right, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel. Right, amongst judges is Hashem. This concept is quoted by the Ramban. By the Ramban, a concept that Bez Hashem we will talk about a number of times by Kasher Zamam. Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. We know that if Edom Zomim come, Edom get the punishment that they wanted to inflict. But if they were successful in inflicting the punishment, then they do not get the punishment. Right, the obvious Kal V'chomer, the opposite. If they try to do it, they get punished. Surely, if they succeeded, so the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim, the beginning of Makkah says, "Ein Onshin Min Hadin." You don't give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer, right? That's Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't do that. But the Ramban tries to give a little svara in Parsha Shoftim. First of all, he says ultimately it's a Gzeiras HaKasef. Kasher Zomim lo Kasher Asa doesn't make sense to us. Ultimately, it's a Gzeiras HaKasef. But then he says, if Beis Din actually put Reuven to death, Hashem sitting in the Beis Din, he wouldn't have let it happen. And even if, for this case, He didn't deserve Misa because these guys are lying. He must have deserved Misa for a different case. Hashem's sitting in the Beis Din. He wouldn't have let it happen. He wouldn't have let these judges kill an innocent bystander. Again, as long as we're talking about judges who are appropriate. It could be during the times of, certain times of Bais Sheni when the Kohen Gadol was wicked and there were Bati Dinim that don't follow Halacha, Rachman al-Islan. But if there is a Beis Din that follows Halacha, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting there. So says the Ramban, he wouldn't have let it happen. Right, this also goes on the list of sources about does a person have a certain time of Misa? Could another person overrule, in quotes, so to speak, you know, the time that he's supposed to die and kill him earlier? We discussed this last year in the Parsha Shir, in Parsha's Vayeshev, from the Arachayim HaKadosh. The brothers say, oh, let's not kill him. The brothers said to Bat Yosef, let's throw him into the pit with snakes and scorpions. And the Gemara says in the Yevamos that if a man goes into a pit with snakes, you can assume he's dead. Right? And his wife can get remarried. So what were the brothers doing? So the Arachayim HaKadosh talks about there. The brothers didn't want to kill him themselves because they didn't know if it was time to die or not. But animals wouldn't kill unless Hashem says it's time for the person to die. That was the chilek, the Arachayim. Difficult concept. That was the Arachayim HaKadosh there, Parshas Vayeshev. But this Ramban goes along with it too. That a person wouldn't have died. Must be that he deserved it, says the Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Third to last line. Hey, Chidami Gemar Din. What exactly is Gemar Din that we say once the Gemar, back to the first line that we did on Vavim Abayz, where the Gemara said on top, once you have Gemar Din, you can't do Pshara anymore. What is Gemar Din? I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, Ishponi Atazachayev, Ishponi Atazachay. Once Beis Din says what the Psak is, this is the basis for Shitas Rashi on top. Rashi says that's what Gemar Din is. Remember, Tosfos asked, we mentioned it yesterday, what's the Havamina then? Once you give the Psak of Kith, of course you can't do Pshara. So Rashi fits in beautifully to this line of the Gemara. Tosfos fits better Svara, but you got to figure out what Tosfos does with this line of the Gemara. Amarav, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says what? Who says there's a mitzvah to do Pshara. That was his sheet there, right in the middle of the page today. Mitzvah to do Pshara. Eini, is this really true? Vaha Rav Huna, Talmid de Rav Have. Rav Huna was a Talmid of Rav. Ki Have. Also, the Kamid Rav Huna, when they came in front of Rav Huna, Amar Lahu, Idina b'Isu, Pshara b'Isu. He used to say, Nu, what do you want to do? Din or Pshara? But what do you mean? I thought it's a mitzvah to do Pshara. So Mara says, yeah, my mitzvah nami, to come Rav Shub and Karcha. What does it mean, mitzvah? Mitzvah l'meimer Lahu, Idina b'Isu, Pshara b'Isu. It's a mitzvah to give him the choice. That's what it means. Hainu Tanakama. If it's a mitzvah to give him the choice, isn't that like the Tanakama? What's the Tanakama? Rashi says, the top of the previous Amud. The opinion that says, once there's Gemar Din, you can't do Pshara. Mashma before Gemar Din, you can. You can, it's your choice. So it's your choice. That's the Tanakama sheet. It's your choice to do Pshara. So now we're saying the one that says mitzvah means there's a mitzvah to give him a choice. So it's the same Shita. So the Gemara answers, no, ikibinayu, mitzvah. No, once you do it, is it a mitzvah? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Savar mitzvah, Tanakama Savar Rishus. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Hayna de Shimon Menasya. So fine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds as a mitzvah. The Tanakama holds as Rishus. Rabbi Shimon Menasya, who was on the first two lines that we read today, in the middle of the lines, he also holds Rishus. What's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Menasya? Ikebeinayu, Mishatishma Devrayim Ba'ati Yodelech and Nota, Yeta Rashai Lomar Lansu Bitsu. That's the difference. The difference is, once you know which way the din is going, are you still allowed to do Pshara? The Tanakhama says yes. Even there, and Rav Shimon Menasya says no. Look at the discussion in the Nosei Kalim, Halacha Lamaisa, how much the Dayanim have to push to do Pshara. The Taz says a little bit, the Sma, most poskim say really, the Dayanim really have to try to push to get them to do Pshara, and not to follow the din, the letter of the law. Upliga, the Rabbi Tamcha Bar Chani Loi. This whole machlokas that relates this psukim of Botzea Beirich to Pshara argues with Rabbi Tanchum. The Amr Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chani Loi. Lo Nemar Mikra Ze Ela Kenegan Maiso Egel. This pasuk of Botzea Beirich really refers to the Egel. Shenemar, Vayar Aaron, Vayivin Mizbeach Lefanav. Aaron saw what was going on and he built the Mizbeach. Mara, what did he see? Amr Binyamin Bar Yefes. Amr Balazar Rachur, Shezavuach Lefanav. What does it mean? Vayiven? Vayiven can be read Vayoven. And he understood. Mizbeach? No, not from Mizbeach. Mizavuach. From he who was killed in front of him. Meaning, Aaron saw Hur, the son of Miriam, his nephew, being killed. And He says, Oyvei, if I say something, Amar, Elosha Manalu, if I don't listen to them, to give in to the Egel, Hashta Avdali, Kid Avda Bechor, they're going to do to me the same thing to Tachor, they're going to kill me. And they're going to kill me. And on the Navi, the Kohen, right? Like the same thing we mourn about by Eicha. So therefore, it's better. If they kill me, they forget it. Hashem's never going to forgive them. Mutav de la Avdu la Egel, better that they do an Egel. Efshar havi lehu takanta b'tshuva. Period. Maybe they will have a takanta with tshuva. So botseya, somebody who is botseya, who tries to make a pshara, right, pshara and do the egel, has the svara niyet Hashem. That's not correct. Okay, a lot of questions come up here. First of all, the Marsha quotes. There must have been a mesora that Chur was killed. We won't find it anywhere, but he said it makes a lot of sense because by the story of Amalek at the end of Bishalach, what does it say? Aaron v'Chur. And by the Matan Torah, it says, Aaron v'Chur. And after the Egel, no more Chur. What happened to Chur? That's where Chazal get it from. Chur was killed. Number one. Number two, the Meiri has a beautiful line here. What was the problem with Aaron? He says, Afal pi shahapshara nivcheres le'inyin dine mominus. Le'inyin isurim ain't okay. You don't say pshara by isurim. You can't make any compromises by averus. Right, by Dini Mominus. The Al Yomar Adayin, Natir Lo Adzeh, Kadei Shelo Yochal Azu. Right, you can't make any psharis. That's what the Meiri says. And I forgot to mention it yesterday, but the Ben Yoyada also says that. No, I'm sorry, not the Ben Yoyada, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gunyoni Hashas says, that's the connection to the stealing the bread, stealing the flour, making the bread. He's making a pshar of the mitzvahs. He does this Avera, he does this mitzvah, he's making the compromises. So that's the connection, but also the same word that Botseya used, because we can't make pshara when it comes to... We can't make pshara when it comes to mitzvahs. Ziyaf HaTorah, right? When it comes to Ziyaf HaTorah. The other interesting point discussed by all of the Achronim here is that what does Aaron say? It's better that they do the Egel. They can't kill me. So what is he saying? It's better to do Avodah Zarah than Shvichas Damim. Is that his svara? Better that they should do the Avodah Zarah. Don't do Shvichas Damim. Why? What's Avodah Zarah worse? So you can say simply, because you can do Tshuva for Avodah Zarah. And Shvichas Damim, the guy's dead. Can't do it. The Maariv Chayis here quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach, where the Rambam says, Hilchas Rotzeach Dalates, Afal pi sheish avonos chamuros mishvichas damim, ein bahem hashchasas yishuvo shalolam kishvichas damim. There are many avers that are worse, but what destroys the society more than anything? Murder. Right, Avodah Zarah is terrible. Chilul Shabbos is terrible. But what destroys society? Murder. V'chol mi sheyesh bo avon zeh, ein kol ha-mitzvah she'asa kol yomav, shkulen kenegdo avon zeh. V'lo yatzilu min adin, tzeleman me'achov. Learn from Achav. Shenemar bo rak lo haya ka'achov, u'kshnistra avonosa lefnei alohei aruchos. Right, his avera was killing Navos. It talks about it, other averas. Avodah Zarah, you can do tshuva, it could be changed into zechuyos. Murder is murder. So that's why murder has a unique status in the world of Averis. That's one idea. The other answer is given, but that's Aaron HaKohen's Svara. Again, you can talk about what the Egel was. It really Avodah Zarah, all different Mepharshim on Parshas Kisisa, but feel free to analyze. Continues the Gemara. V'hani Tanoi Potemayim Rishis Madamai Darshibay. These Tanoim, what did they use that pasuk for, which was used earlier on the previous Amud to say that once you start doing din, you can't do pshara. Kid Rav Hamnuna, Dav Rav Hamnuna, in Tchilas Dino Shal Adam Nidon, El Al Divrei Torah. The first thing that we're going to be asked, what are we going to be first judged on? Divrei Torah. Shenemar Poter Mayim, Gracious Madon. The beginning of the Madon, the beginning of the din is going to be about Mayim, a Mayim El Torah. So the first thing is going to be about Mayim. Let's just finish and then I'll say the Tosfos. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Tigra, whenever you have a machlokas, Dam Yilid Sinora, Debitka Damya, it's compared to a little hole in a dam. Little hole in a dam. Kiva de Ravach Ravach, machlokas. A little machlokas turns into a big machlokas. You have a little hole, it gets bigger and bigger. Abaya Kishisha Amar, Dami Laguda de Gamla. Different mashal. It's similar to a bridge. You have a board on a bridge. Kivan dekamkam. The more people walk on it, the stronger it gets. It gets cemented into the area that it is. Once you become a Baal Machlokas, it's very hard to get out of being a Baal Machlokas. The more we do, the more we do. Period. Okay, here's the Gra. Here we go. Says Tosfos. What Divrei Torah is going to be the first question that we're asked? Divrei Torah? We know the famous Gemara, Shabbos, Laman, Aleph. We're going to be asked six questions. What's the first question? Nasasav natata be'emuna. Right? Did you do honest in business? So is the first question Torah? Is the first question business? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos gives two answers. Maybe we're talking about two different people. By a person who's Osik Batorah, so then the first question is going to be business. Right? If a person's not Osik Batorah at all, so then it's going to be asked Torah. Fine. Or Tosfos says, maybe the difference is, what are we going to be asked first, and what are we going to be punished for first? That's the question. What are we going to be asked first about business? What are we going to be punished for? We're going to be punished for Torah first. Okay. But then comes the Gra. The Gra says there's no stira. And you hear the Gra, and it's so obvious after he says it. That Gemara in Shabbos. Six questions. The line right beforehand. Those six questions are Rava. Two lines beforehand, Reish Lakish says, there are Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Six Siddharma Mishnayas. They learned that from a pasuk. V'haya emuna sitecha chosin Yeshua schachma vadas. Yeshua emuna zesed ezram. Etecha zesed moed, etc. Says the Gra. The Gemara doesn't say it, but it's obvious. The six Siddharim are parallel to the six questions. Six and six. And really, and it's the same word, as we'll prove in a minute, each of the six questions are really saying where you osik in a different seder of Mishnayas. It's all about Talmud Torah. What is the first question? Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Emuna is a seder zerayim. It just said in a previous line. Kavata itim haTorah. Itecha is a seder moed. Asakta v'piri yivarivya. Right, what is the next one? Right? Nushim. Tzipisa li'yeshua. Right? Yeshua is a seder nezikin. It's mamish the same word. Says the Gra, all six questions are about Talmud Torah. It's beautiful with our Gemara. Eid adam benito, nal devrei Torah. Those are the questions that we're going to be asked. But it's six and six. You don't put it together. The Gra says, six and six. The Maritz Chayitz quotes that Gra. The Tiferes Yisrael quotes that Gra. Everybody quotes that Gra. That's the Maritz Chayitz on that Gemara and Shabbos. Laman Aleph quotes that from the Gra. And he says, V'zeh emes. We know it's emes. That's the Gra. Okay. To come to Zir today for that Gra. Dayenu. To come to this Masechta for that Gra. Okay. Here we go. Ha-hoo. We're going to have another Gra today. Bez Hashem. Okay. Hahu Davi Omar Davi Ka'amar Va'azil. There was a man that used to say. We're about to have seven folk sayings. People used to say these things, and then Shmuel says, "Ah, it's in a pasuk. It's in a pasuk. What Lamai Nafkamina? Why are we gonna have all these folk sayings?" So the Ian Yaakov says, "So you should know you shouldn't say these folk sayings in the bathroom because it's a Darvashiv Kedusha. Maybe that's the message to teach us a halacha." Rav Soloveitchik has another piece in Reflections of the Rav, The Profundity of Jewish Folk Wisdom. That's the name of it. Where he talks about the godless of the Altaheim Jew is that even though they weren't so learned, and even though they didn't spend their day in Kovetim LaTorah, but they had that Yiddish and Neshama, and the wisdom that they said went back to the utero Torah that they got. It was that Pintel Yid and their expressions that they said, they didn't know it was based in Torah, but it was based in Torah, right? And he goes through a lot of them, but that's in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav. We don't have time to go through it. He says, Shmuel, however, felt impelled to anchor this folk wisdom in the Bible and therefore ascribe to them a scriptural basis. And then he even adds, Chazal had great respect for the intuitive metaphors of the common man who, though formally uneducated, absorbs truisms from the Torah setting in which he lives, right? And then he even says, what is this Gemara doing here? He says maybe that's the connection to Pshara, because Pshara is also about the Dayan using his intuition to figure out something that would be great for social norms. That's what this Gemara is doing here. Okay, let's do it. Number one, Hahu Davi Azel V'Tuva Havi De Azel Tuva V'Tuvia D'Shama V'Idish. Great is the person who hears insults and keeps quiet. Chalfua Bishtameya. 100 bad things will leave him. Meaning he keeps quiet when he gets insulted. Amar li Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kraksiv, it's a pasuk. Poter mayim, reish es madon, reish ma'adini. Poter mayim, if you, Rashi explains how this works. If you, where's the Rashi? Chofua bishta mea, hochulahem, poter mayim, if you're maschil and you start with a machlokas, that's the beginning of 100 bad things. Meaning if you stop a machlokas and you don't get involved, that is going to remove 100 bad things. Next, Hahudavi Kamar Va'azil, Atarti Tlas Ganva Lo Mikdal. For two or three things, the ganav will not be caught, but he'll get it on the fourth one. Meaning Schar Va'onesh. Schar Va'onesh, don't, just because somebody gets away with it two or three times, don't think he's not going to get it in the end. The Marsha says, why two or three? two, because Rebbe holds two is a chazaka, and three, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says three is a chazaka. So that's why two or three. Amalei Shobar Yehuda Crux, if it's a pasuk. Kolamar Hashem al Shlosha Pishay Yisrael, al Abra Lawashi Venu. The fourth time I'm going to get him. Ahuda Avikamar Ba'azel. Shave Biri L'Shalmana. Seven pits for somebody who is perfect, and he's not going to get hurt. V'chad 11 bish. And one pit, the bad guy's going to fall in. He's going to get it. Amalei Shobar Yehuda Crux, if Kisheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, V'Rashi Yipol Ba'achas, or V'Rashami Kash L'Bara. Right? Tzadik will fall in seven, and he'll get up. Hashem will protect him. Ha-hu, Da'avikamar Ba'azel. Da'azel Abedina, Shakal Glima. If somebody's in court, and the dayan, the good judges take the person's coat because he was convicted. Lizmer lazamer v'leizel barucha. He should sing a song when he goes out of court because he was holding something that obviously wasn't his. Beth and took it and gave it to the right person. She should be happy. So I'm leishmal Rav Yehuda kroksiv the pasuk v'gam kalam mazel makomo yavo b'shalom. Yisro tells Moshe the whole Am's going to be happy by these judges. What do you mean the whole Am? What about the people who lose? No, everybody's going to be happy, even the people who lose. Ahuda become Rav Ozel. He naima vidikula shvil. He naima vidikula shvil. When a woman starts sleeping and she has the basket on her head, she better put it down. He naima, she falls asleep, vidikula shvil. Take it down. Because if it's she's tired, she's taking a rest, whether she's being lazy or not, but she takes the basket down, vidikula shvil. Almost will review the crux of it, but in laziness, the ceiling's going to fall in. Meaning the basket's going to fall off her head, something's going to happen to her parnasa. Period. Huda become Rav Ozel. Gavra derachitzna alei. A man that you relied on, ad yilgzizi become, could one day get up and chop off your fist. Meaning, people sometimes change over time, even if somebody you rely on. Somebody I relied on turned against me. That word rachitzna, we have that in Be'an Arachitz. Be'an Arachitz, right? You rely on him, on Hashem. Ki rachimtin, when our love was great, Havi Aziza Apusya, I'm sorry, Kirachintan Havi Aziza. When our love was great, Apusya de Safsira Shivan. We used to be able to lie on a bed that was like the point of a sword. Right? We didn't need much room when our love was great. Hashta de lo Aziza Rachimtin. Now that our love is not great, Purya Bar Shisan Garmadilo Sagilon. A bed of 60 cubits isn't big enough. This house isn't big enough for the two of us. Right? You can have a big mansion. It's not big enough. Whose love? Rashi says, man and woman. Husband and wife. The Ben Yehoyada says, it means amongst Klal Yisrael. Amongst Klal Yisrael. If they get along, then even the sword from the outside is not going to affect them. If they don't get along, then forget it. Right? Or he says it could be between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Right? Amar Rav Huna, Korexiv, it's a pasuk. Meikar, Exiv, No Adi Lech Hashem, Dibarati Lech Hamelech Kaporis. First it says, Hashem, this week's Parsha. Hashem spoke to us from on the Kaporis. Right? A little bit of space. V'tanya Aron Tisha V'kaporis Tefach. Harikan Asara. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's big enough for Hashem. Viksiv, and then it says, by the base HaMikdash, V'habayis HaShabana HaMelech Shlomo L'Hashem Shishim Amma Arko V'Esrim Rachbo V'Shlosh Amma Kamaso, a huge base HaMikdash, and it wasn't big enough for Hashem. U'l'b'sof Ksiv K'armar Hashem Ashrayim Kisiv Arsat Amra Gloi Eiz HaBayis HaShetivnu Livachulu. Fine. Those are the folk sayings. My mashma dahi lo saguru lishta de kadushe hu. How do we know that lo saguru, getting back to that, is a lashon of gathering in your words? Amar of Nachman amakra. V'yayin lo sishta v'lo sagar. Don't drink or gather in your wine. Ravacha bar ad Yaakov amar mehacha. Tachin b'kayitz lachma. Gather in your bread in the summer. Agarab b'katsir machala. Right, that's right, gathering in. You see the verb of gur to gather in. Ravacha breder of ikam mehacha ogre b'kayitz ben maskil. If you gather in the summer, right before while the produce, the harvest is still there, that's smart. Good. Ms. Mamon Yerasimin. I'm Rav Shmuel Nachmani. I'm Rav Yonasan. Call a dayan shadon and din emes lamito mashva shechina b'Yisrael. Anybody who judges a din truthfully brings the shechina. What's emes lamito? Why not just dine in MS? MS Lamita, Tosis in Babasra, on Daf Ches says is excluding a Din Meruma. Din Meruma. What's a Din Meruma? If a dayan, he gets all the evidence, but he knows something's fishy. Something's not right here. All the evidence says he's chayit, but there's something's not right here. The dayan's not allowed to paskin. It's a Din Meruma. There's something fishy here. So that's what it means. You have to dine din MS Lamito. Dine din MS Lamito. And if you know that, something is fishy here, then you cannot convict. It's kind of opposite of something we're going to have later in the Masechta called a kippah. Let's say the guy's putter, but the dayan knows that he's chayiv. The dayan knows that this guy did something wrong. Put him in the kippah. Put him in type of jail. Right? So it's kind of opposite. Din Maruma, if you know something's fishy, you can't convict him. Shenemar Elohim Yitzah Badas Kel B'Kerv Elohim Yishpot. V'chol Dayin She'eino Don Din Emes Lamito. And if you don't judge a din emestik, Gorim L'Shechina She'tesach Me'Yisrael L'Shechina Leiv. Shenemar Mishod Aniyim Me'Enkasa Avyonim Ata Akum Yomar Hashem V'chulu. Right? Hashem's going to get up from the screaming of the poor people that you judged against. V'yamar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yamar B'Yonason Kol Dain Shenodem Mizeven Osin Lazeh Shalok Kedin. If a Dain ever takes money of Shalok Kedin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Notu Mimenu Nafshu, Hashem takes his nefesh. Terrible. Shnemar Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. Don't steal from a poor person because he's poor. V'Al Tadaka Ani B'Shar. Don't push down an ani in the gate. A shar means in the bezdin. Ki Hashem Yariv Rivam V'Kaves Kovem Nefesh. Hashem will fight their battles. And therefore, he will take your soul, so a dayan's gotta be very careful. Amr, Rabbi Nachmani, Amr, Rabbi Yonasan, La'olam yira dayan atzmo kilu cherev munachas lo ben yarkosav. A dayan has to see a sword in front of him. V'gehenim sukhalo mitachtav. And he's gotta see Gehenim under him. Shenemar, hinei mitaso shalashlomo, shishim gemar b'saviv lami gemar Yisrael. Right? The pasuk we say, before we go to sleep, the bed of Shlomo, Shishim Gebarim Sava, there was 60 Giborim, Rashi says, Talmidei Chachamim, surrounding him. Kulam Achuzei Cherev, Molom De Mechama, they were all ready to fight the Melchamta Shel Torah. Ish Charbo Al Yerecho, Mipachad Balelos. But the Cherev was on their waist, because they were scared of the Lila, Mipachta Shel Gehenim Shadom La Lila. So those were all, that's the Sanhedrin. Even though it says 60, the Mepharshim say it means the Sanhedrin, 71. But that is the Pasuk. Again, there's more to say on these chazals, but got to move a little bit. The Rosh of Yosef Yitamer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ma'idach Siv Beis David. Kor Amar Hashem Dino Laboker Mishpat. What is that? The judgment is in the morning. V'yitzilu Gazel Miad Oshek. And you save the Gazel from the oppressor. V'chiba Boker Danin. V'chol Hayom Ein Danin. Well, V'chol Hayom Ein Danin. You only judge in the morning? You judge all day. Ella, so what does it mean in the morning? Ella Imbor Lucha Hadavar Kiboker Amreyu. If it is so clear to you, like the morning is clear, so then say it. V'imlav al tamre. Right? This is according to the pshat that we just gave of Emes Lamita, fits in nicely. But this is right here. Only if something is clear to you, like boker, you could say it. Rifchiyah Baraba Amar Bionas on Mehacha, the following. Emor Lachachma Achosiat. Say to Chachma, you're my sister. We had this yesterday, right? That's why he called him sister, because he was wise. Imbar lecha hadavar kachoscha. If it's clear to you like your sister, shehi asur lecha, that she's asur to you, amreyu say it. V'imlav al tamreyu. Says the Gra. What's the two mishalim? Mourning and your sister. Says the Gra, adaya, natamad chacham has to be a bucky in two areas. He has to be a bucky in Torah, and he has to be a bucky in the world around him. In derech eretz. Whatever one wants to call it. So that's why, achoscha, like your sister is usher to you, that's a bucky in Torah. Boker, the morning, that's a symbol of the world around you. A dayan has to be a bucky in everything. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he not only knew Kol HaTorah Kula, but he knew electricity backwards and forwards. He knew the mitzvahs of farming. That's what a dayan has to be. He has to know Kol HaTorah, and he has to know the world. That's the grub in Deres Eliyahu in Parshas, I think, Re'eh. The Magal HaSeyam quotes it here. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asar Sheyoshvin bedin kolar talui b'tzavar kulan. 10 people sitting in judgment, the kolar, the leash, is on all their necks. Meaning they're all in it together. Pshita. So lo ditzricha el lo tamar yeshil lefnei rabo. Even if a Talmud is sitting in the bezdin, and he's not really one of the dayanim, if he knows something, he has to speak up, like we said earlier. Rav Huna, kaviasi dina lekamei. When Rav Huna used to judge, michnev umaisi asar abanim ibei rav. He wanted more, the more the better. The more judges, the better. Amar ki hechi delinte shiva mikshura. So if we're punished, so the sawdust will go on all of us. Meaning, the assumption is that there's only a certain amount of punishment going to every bezdin, and the more dayanim there are, the more it'll be split up amongst them. Rav Ashi ki havi asi trifta lekamei. When Rav Ashi got a question of a trefa, even Isser v'Hetter in front of him, michrav amaisi lekulu tabchi de masamachsia. He got all the butchers together. A masamachsia. Amar ki hecha delim techiva mikshura. The same thing. This is even by Isser v'Hetter. Right, not even by Dina Mamanis, even by Yisra Veheter, he used to gather them, because he didn't want to be wrong. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, when Rav Dimi came, Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, my dichsiv melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz. A king in judgment keeps the land going. The ish trumos yaharsena, and a man who takes donations, trumos, will destroy it. In dayin domo lamelech she'enot zorech leklum, if a judge is like a king, And he doesn't, just like a king does not need anything, and the judge doesn't need anything, meaning he doesn't need money, and he doesn't need wisdom, he has everything. Yamid Aretz, then that will be great, he will establish the land. V'yimdoma l'kohen, but if he's like a kohen, shemechazer b'beis hagronos, meaning he'll go and try to get things from people, yahar sene, he destroys the world. Period. One time, the house of the Nasi appointed a dayan that was not so learned. Right? Because he paid off. He paid him off and he got the job. So, as we know, every great rabbi had an amora, meaning the great rabbi whispered something to the amora. It was like his microphone. Right, and he announced it to everyone. So he goes up there, come gachanei v'lorme v'lomidi. So Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Bar Nachmani, who was the Matergum of Reish Lakish, goes and bends down to listen to what this person's going to say. He didn't say a word because he was a faker. He was a faker. He just got there because he paid him off. So he waits for to be told something. He didn't say anything. So Pasach v'yamar, he gets up and says the following: Hayomar lo eitz akitza. Do you ever try to tell a piece of wood to wake up? Uri le'evin domeim. Tell a stone to wake up. Hu yoreh. He's going to paskin. Hidehu tafus zav akesev. He's just surrounded by gold and silver. V'chol ruach ein bekirbo. He has no ruach in him. Meaning, this guy's a faker. The author of Kadosh Baruch Hu lipara mima'amidin. And Hashem is going to pay back those who appoint these false judges. Shenemar. V'Hashem behechal kacho. Has to be part of kol aretz. The whole aretz is going to pay for it. Not just the judges themselves. Even those who appoint the judges. Period. Amareish Lakish, Kalamamid Dayan, She'eno Hagun, Kilunotel Ashera be Yisrael. If you appoint a Dayan that's not Hagun, what's not Hagun? The Bach says in Simon Ches, he's not wise. The Prisha there says he has an Amidos. Dayan's going to have both. If you appoint a Dayan who's not Hagun, it's as if you planted an Ashera tree next to be Yisrael. Right in the amongst Israel. Shenamar shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha v'samech leil l'osita lecha asher kolei. Speaking of shoftim, you have los Ashera next to Sanhedrin. Amar Avashi, u'b'makam shish tamidei chachamim kilonot eitzel mizbeach. And if there are chachamim around, it's as if you planted it next to the mizbeach. Shenamar eitzel mizbeach Hashem alokecha, next to the mizbeach. There's one of the most amazing. We got a lot of the most amazing ones today. The second meshach chachma in parsha shoftim. What's the connection between Ashera and shoftim and appointing a dayan she'eino hagun? All of that's beautiful. Again, it's six columns long, but just to say it in 30 seconds, he explains there, Hashem doesn't need karbanis. Right? Hashem doesn't need our karbanis. Right? Why does he need our karbanis for? It's all mitzideinu. It's all for us to feel like we're doing something, but Hashem is independent. He doesn't need karbanis. That is why, says the Meshech Chachma, the Mizbeach has to be made out of stone, not wood. Because wood, you water it. Anything that any tzmachim, you're not allowed to have trees next to the Mizbeach, besides building it out of wood, right? This week's parasha also. Why is the Mizbeach made out of stone? Because a stone is independent. Like Hashem is independent. Don't think these karbanis are we're really giving something to Hashem. Hashem really needs something. No. It's like stone. Just like a stone is independent, it exists, so too Hashem. Kaviyach is independent. So that's why trees, you can't build a mizbeach out of trees, and also you can't put an Asherah tree next to the mizbeach. Because that's the whole point. You don't want anything that needs to be makabel something next to the mizbeach. That's why a dayan who's not independent, who takes stuff, is compared to building an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. Because it's exactly the same message, because he's not independent. The point of a Dayan is what we just said before. He has to be like a Melech who doesn't need anything. Okay, that's 30 seconds. I didn't do it justice, but you can look at it there. The Meshech Chachma in Shoftim. Ksiv lo sasin iti eloi chesed eloi zav. Two more minutes. There are some dafim like this in Sanhedrin. What could I do? Baruch Hashem. Lo sasin, Rameir Shapiro never said our Yomi. Rameir Shapiro said daf Yomi. He would probably say 50 minutes for a daf? Are you crazy? Rabbi Meir Shapiro would say 4 hours for a daf. So we're not doing exactly what he wants. But we gotta do what we can. So those ksiv lo sasin iti elohei chesed elohei zav. Don't make silver and golden gods. Elohei chesed elohei zav udelo avdi. Ha de'et shari. You're allowed to build wooden ones? Why does it say kesef and zav? Amar Avashi, no. Eloha haba bishvil kesef. Eloha haba bishvil zav. Judges that are paid off because of silver and gold, that is who don't make for me. Rav ki avi asi lebei dina amar haki. When Rav used to come into court, he used to say the following. Birus nafshe, liktala nafik. Out of my own free will, I'm going to kill myself. Because Rav says, I don't know what's going to happen with this din. Vitzavi beisi lasud avid. I didn't take care of my needs at home. Verekim labeisi ayil. And I'm empty. I'm going to go back to my house empty. Vilavai should they be a kiyitzia. Halavai, my going out of court should be like my going into court without sin. I shouldn't make mistakes. Kiav, and just once we're talking about what he used to say, when he went into court, the Gemara adds, Kiavi chazi ambuha abas, right? When he used to see all the crowds and the throngs, hey, Rav was going to Beis Din. So all these people used to come to see Rav. He didn't want it to go to his head. So he said, Amar Yalo Shemaim Siyo V'chulu Kiklalola Nesach Yovad. He's going to turn into a piece of dung. So he wanted to make sure that he didn't go to his head. Marzusha Chasida Kiavi Mechasvi Le'Bishavta Derigla. When Marzusha, they used to carry him on their shoulders by the Shabbos where he used to give the big shiurim, Amar Hach used to say to himself, Kilola Olam Chosan V'Yemnezel Odar Vadar. People don't take their crowns forever. So therefore, people should know that it shouldn't go to my head. Darish bar kapara, one more line. Minah ha-melsa damar rabbana ha mitunim adin. How do we know the mimer and perkei avos? Be patient. Dechsev lo sala b'malos. Don't go off the mizbeach quickly. V'samach leve'ela ha-mishpatim. You have to be patient in din. Amar b'lazim minayin l'dayin shalo yipsa al roshe am kadosh. How does the dayin know that he shouldn't step on the people's head? Because people used to sit on the floor and they used to have to step in between them. How do you know that you shouldn't try not to do that? Because it looks like you're stepping on their heads. You should walk around or come earlier. Shnera lo sala b'malos v'samach leve'ela ha-mishpatim. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue on Sunday. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Next Sunday, we have Lumdis and a lot more. Sanhedrin has everything. Again, today she is, again, we thank the sponsors, Diane and Ephraim Goldstein and Debbie and Howard Margolin. Thank you for sponsoring in memory of Chaim Bohoradzaner, Chaim Meir Ben-Dov HaKohen. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Enjoy the Shabbos off from the Dalet Parashiyos. One off, and then we get back to Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh.